kaleidoscope of sound. An excerpt from Blindness for Beginners by Maribel Steele, read by Alice Hermans. Music by Harry Williamson.
One gift that helped me, and still does to this day, is having an acute sense of hearing. Listening for tiny details within sounds became a way of seeing. Not only did I join a choir, a drumming circle, and began to compose my own musical, but my love of music also led me, quite by chance, to a new life partner and a career in sound. Looking back, the combination of intuitive feelings and perceptive hearing has replaced my need to see. Without trying, my listening is always on high alert. For example, when I meet a person for the first time, all my senses jump to attention. With a calm exterior and a sense of slight anxiety, my ears begin tracking clues in search of verbal body language. My eyes pretend to offer eye contact, but what I am secretly trying to achieve is a sensory feeling to bring me any insights into their character. I often dive in and instigate a handshake, to both men and women, which strikes others as a little eager on my part. But I am looking for a hint that tells me if a person is giving off a genuine vibe or a guarded one. The voice appears friendly, but is that nervous giggle hiding something? Could that acid remark be masking prejudice? Many things can be hidden behind a polite smile if you are only relying on visual clues. I may not make a personal judgment of people's appearances, their fashion statement, their preference for makeup and hairstyle, or the colour of their skin. But my listening deepens in order to discern the timbre, quality, and inflection of a person's voice. What a person says, or more truthfully, how they say it, is my main clue to their body language, along with a possible initial handshake. We may have only said, "hello," in this exchange, but my hearing is patrolling the tonal quality of this one word. How it is spoken reveals much more than you might think. We all have our own verbal signature, rich with qualities unique to each person. If a sense of heat creeps into my ears or an internal cautionary bell rings, I get the feeling all is not what it seems, making me guard my own body language while fast calculations try to sum up the person's mixed sensory messages. When recognizing people the next time we meet, the first and most powerful clue is any accent in their voice. The thicker the style of inflection and pronunciation, the more obvious is their verbal signature. This often stirs up my hearing, and I become keen to track more clues about their country of origin. I delight in the melodic lilt of the Irish, the humorous phrases of a New Zealander, the seductive verbal caress of the French, the cautious monotone of a Russian, the passionate excitability of the Spanish. Each of us has a little something special captured by vocal expression. Apart from listening to the delivery of a voice, which may be soft, strident, kind, impatient, nervous, or playful, I am continuously gathering clues for any other obvious feature from the person I am standing near. Does he have a beard? Does he have a thin or bulky silhouette? Does she have dark or light hair? Is her hair long and wavy or short and trim? Was that a glint of light from a pair of glasses? As much detail as possible flashes through the internal brain computer to store for easier recognition next time. It is very natural for me to be listening to several sound images at once. On entering a room, my hearing instantly scans the space, and so does my sense of intuition. What am I hearing? What do I feel? What can I see from invisible wires of sound? Audio antennae leap out of my head to pick up instant information within seconds of being in the enclosed space, such as an office, a train carriage, a restroom, or even a police station. Which, by the way, is an obvious place where people appear calm while waiting to address the law. Yet the air in a place like this can feel thick with apprehension. The most challenging places are in crowded venues. The barrage of sound floods my senses. I strive to filter out all the things I don't need to hear. The conversation on my left and conversation on my right, the coffee machine frothing with hot cappuccino, the CD player raging with disco music, the bursts of loud laughter from people in the far corner, a chair scraping over the wooden floor, the clinking of glasses and cutlery, the orders being given to the waiter at the next table, the jingling mass of coins at the counter. That is when I have to harness my hearing and request, "Ears, please, I feel like the clown in the middle." Just listen to the person opposite me.